And I'm joined in the studio by Thomas Brown, who's here to talk about a charity event on St. Patrick's Day in aid of Haven House Children's Hospice. And just been having a great chat. You'll have to come back again before we even talk about this event, because you've got so many stories. It's unbelievable.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Yes, but some of them I can't divulge.
Only off air, and we won't say anything. Have you organised this event yourself, or is it a group of people? How did it come about?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you and your radio station for letting me come in to push the show. A friend of mine, his grandson died a few years ago, only about a little toddler, little bubba, and I do a lot of charity work, help for heroes, combat stress, and I thought I've got to do something with these little babies, so on my own back, I thought, I've got to help these little kids.
And this is a fantastic Haven's House Children's Hospice, which do amazing work. The hospice was first conceived in the early 1990s by Sue Irvin, a registered nurse and a health visitor whose friends and colleagues founded the charity to provide care for life-limited children and their families at no cost to them. They've supported over the years 900 families looking after children from birth right the way up to 19 years old who have life-limiting or life-threatening conditions. And that isn't just about, obviously, the children. That will be for the families as well. So you've put together this event. It sounds like an absolute blast. It's going to be on St. Patrick's Day.
That's correct.
Which is when?
Sunday, March the 17th.
So you've got two great acts going to be performing and people can buy tickets. So first of all, whereabouts is it going to be taking place?
It's taking place at the Prince Regent Hotel in Chigwell.
Yep.
It's a lovely venue. Only holds 250 people, so we're limited to 250. And the two legends I've got on the show that night, two masters of their trade. I've got the best singing impressionist in the world, bar none. A lovely, lovely man who's had cancer himself a few times. A dear friend of mine, Mr. Joe Longthorne.
Yep.
And then I've got the governor of comedy, Jimmy Jones.
Yes.
And it's a three-course meal. It's going to be a fantastic night. And all profits raised on the night. Be raffles and there'll be a few people there going to donate other stuff. And it's all going to the little kiddies who need our help because they don't get a lot of funding from the government. You know, there's nothing worse than a parent losing a child, burying a child. Please God, it never happens to me because I don't know how I'd cope. We're going to do good because out of bad does come good. Beautiful three-course dinner, starter, main course and a dessert. And then 3 hours of absolute old-time variety, really. Mm. That's what's missing off the TV nowadays, variety. You know, you get bored watching I'm a Celebrity, Strictly Come Dancing, all these programmes. But we just need people out there. It's an old-time evening. Two masters, two legends of their trades. Come along. We need your support, and it'd be fantastic. It's only about 150 tickets left. We've only been pushing them for a week, so we're just 150 people, and we're done.
Again, it's 07792 633 000. But don't forget, Prince Regent Hotel. It's going to be a fantastic night. £65. Wear what you like on the night, as long as you're clothed. Three-course meal, and you've got great entertainment there from Joe Longthorne and from Jimmy as well. Not Jimmy Longthorne, Jimmy Jones. He would be angry if I say that. Sorry, Jimmy, if he's listening.
I like Jimmy Longthorne.
Don't tell him that.
Joe Jones.
Yeah, he'll get really annoyed at that. You'll have to come in again with tell us about a couple of stories. You'll have to come back because you've got,
I promise you.
Come and have a chat.
Michelle, once again, I'd like to thank you so, so much for you and your station. Let me come on here, spend a bit of time with you, have a laugh,
yep,
and raise money for these little kids.